Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is a long-term business associate, Kevin Donahue, who is a senior director with Protivity's Global Marketing and Communications team. He managed Protivity's Thought Leadership Program, overseeing the development of a wealth of content. God, that really is true. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. What's true is you do actually generate a wealth of content. It was 2002 when we first met. 2002? Holy moly. That's a long time ago. It's either that or 2012 when we first met.
2012.
2012 sounds better.
Yeah.
And we've been talking for a while, and I've known you. We haven't talked for a while, and I'm happy now to have you back on the show and back in my life. And I enjoyed our green room conversation. And I would love it if the audience gets to know you through the green room. What is your CPOP? What is your customer point of pain?
Our people needing to share their thought leadership.
I love that we're interviewing somebody whose customer base is inside the company. Because you're, as a consulting organization, you need to go out there with the best of breed thought leadership. You need your team members to be empowered and looked at as the best of who they are and what they do. And you need to show that. And so to be able to talk to you about this is fantastic. Please tell me a little bit more.
So I'm a director with the marketing program of Protivity. We're a global consulting firm, and I oversee the development really of our thought leadership program. So we produce a wealth of content, as you said, for the market, working with our leaders and experts to do that. Resource guides, white papers, research reports, and conducting our own surveys as part of those research reports. We do wealth of newsletters. We do flash reports based on kind of breaking news in the market. We do podcasts. I host a podcast program called Powerful Insights. Infographics, videos, all intended to help our people kind of put out their own expertise, their thought leadership that then they can share with the market, their clients, around the world.
Yeah, I like that. I appreciate the role you play and you sharing. How do you have credibility to do what you do?
So I'm proud to have been with Protivity since our inception in 2002. And I've worn a lot of hats, but really always had this thought leadership hat. Since the beginning, Protivity has been committed to developing quality content and sharing that with the market, really without any sort of a fee attached to it. And we've developed a lot of content over that time. I think it's fair to say we've probably produced 3,000 to 4,000 pieces of content over that time span. And we've developed a good reputation in the market for developing quality content and something that people gravitate towards. So, building credibility within our firm is about our people recognizing the value of content and thought leadership and recognizing the value of me and my team, especially in helping them develop that information that they can share and really getting to that place of, I'd like to say, helping them share their thought leadership with the market in a credible and in a value-added way.
Mm. Oh, nicely said. And it's interesting in terms of internal versus external, but how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Yeah, good question. I'm really focused on a communication and collaboration within our firm. You know, we're a large firm. We have 6,000 to 7,000 employees around the world. And while I may have a primary focus in the United States, certainly I have a global role. So I'm constantly in communication with colleagues around the world, on our marketing team, our business leaders and subject matter experts, really helping them, I like to say, get from point A to point B, which they may have an idea for a piece of content or a paper they want to write, but they don't really have an idea how to get it to a place where they can then share it with the market. And I, you know, have a great team, and we all focus on helping them kind of take that nugget of an idea and then move it forward to a place that it has a piece of quality content. I think the other component to that is I receive, because I've been with the company a long time, I have a lot of relationships, and I receive a lot of requests for, you know, assistance or guidance that may be beyond the scope of what we do in terms of thought leadership. It might be a sales sheet. It might be a paper that someone wants to do just specifically for a client. And in those situations, I don't really worry about boundaries or, oh, that's not part of my job. We're here to help. And so I'd like to be an asset to them. And that, I think, has helped to build quite a bit of credibility in our firm for me and my team.
That is beautifully said. And I would think any company would want their employees to go above and beyond to help their peers be successful. It's really interesting. I'm trying to think, for those people inside the company, they probably know how to reach you. But if people outside saw this and they wanted to reach out to you, what would be the best way to go about doing that?
Sure. I'm can be reached at my email address, kevin.donahue@protivity.com. You can visit our website where all of our content is available and where you can subscribe to our blog, The Protivity View. I also encourage folks to check out our podcast series, Powerful Insights, and subscribe to it. It's available wherever you consume your podcast content.
Oh, that's beautiful. Kevin, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
It was a great pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mitchell.
You are so welcome. And if you're still at this part of the episode, you've seen how important Kevin's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.